KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, another record breaker on tap with a high of 98. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Well, they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa News, the Adams County Sheriff's Office reports two incidents occurred at Lake Icaria Sunday. At around 7:30 p.m., officers from Lake Icaria received a report about persons smoking marijuana in a vehicle parked in the parking lot. Adams County K-9 Baxo was deployed and alerted to the presence of narcotics on a vehicle located in the area of the caller's information. The vehicle was impounded. The case remains under investigation. At around 9 p.m., Adams County Dispatch received a call from a person who was concerned about an intoxicated person getting ready to leave the beach at Lake Icaria. Deputies arrived and located the vehicle in question. They arrested Desiree Herbold of Corning for OWI first offense. And on around 11:19 p.m. Sunday, Adams County deputies responded to a welfare check in the 800 block of Adams Street in Corning. Upon further investigation, Brandon Haley of Corning was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and interference with official acts. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports three people were arrested Sunday on separate charges. Just after 2 a.m., 40-year-old David Benjamin Crowder of Glenwood was arrested for public intoxication following an incident in the campground at Viking Lake State Park east of Stanton. Crowder was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. At around 9:37 p.m., following a traffic stop in Stanton, Montgomery County deputies arrested 36-year-old Robert Dean Sorrell of Corning for driving while suspended. Sorrell was booked in Montgomery County Jail and held on a $566 bond. And at 11:55 p.m. Sunday, 27-year-old Chad William Perkins of Villisca was arrested following a traffic stop northeast of Villisca. Perkins was charged with driving while license suspended and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was also set at $566. Red Oak Police report a man was taken into custody at around 10:15 p.m. Sunday for simple assault. 44-year-old Henry A. Evans was booked into the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. It's been a record-shattering weekend weather-wise in much of Iowa.
That's how quickly we went from a rather wintry April to a very summer-like May.
That's Corey Martin with the National Weather Service office in Johnston. Heat advisories were issued for central and northwest Iowa on Sunday.
It's just a strong ridge of high pressure that's right now pretty much parked over the central tier of the country, and that's brought some unseasonably hot conditions, a pretty early season heat wave.
Several locations reported record highs on Sunday, including here in Atlantic, where our high of 100 degrees beat the record of 91 set back in 1931. It was the second day in a row for a record-setting temperature in Atlantic. Saturday's high of 100 broke the record of 96 set in 1926. Carolyn Spencer reached the 100-degree mark as well on Sunday. The temperature reached 97 in Davenport, Ottumwa, and Waterloo. It was 98 in Mason City. Fort Dodge and Des Moines reached 99 degrees. Sioux City was the hot spot, topping out at 101 degrees.
Definitely an unusual heat event to see this early in the season.
It may be a degree or two cooler today, but temperatures are still likely to reach into record high territory, according to Martin.
Through the middle of the week, looks like temperature is going to fall back a little bit. We're looking at highs, Wednesday, maybe in the mid to upper 80s. It's still a few degrees above normal for this time of year. As we get back into Thursday, Friday, looks like we're going to warm right back up into the 90s, and then we'll be watching another system coming our way this next weekend, which may bring us some relief, but that's still a little ways out, so it's kind of tough to exactly tell what to expect out of that at the moment.
If we reach our predicted high of 98 degrees today, we would top the record of 95 set back in 1895. Temperatures in Iowa are usually in the mid to upper 70s this time of year. With all the heat and humidity in Iowa right now, Martin says there's plenty of instability in the atmosphere to fuel some thunderstorms.
The issue, if you're looking at tornadoes right now, is jet stream is pushed well north of the area. We don't have any stronger winds aloft. That would typically help us with storm organization to really get some significant severe weather going.
Some of the record high temperatures for this date in Iowa were set more than a century ago in 1895, as I mentioned here earlier. There were several reports of pavement buckling and blowing up in southwest Iowa Saturday due to the combination of extreme heat and humidity. A section of Interstate 80 buckled in Cass County between exit 64 and 70, forcing traffic to be rerouted for a time. More than a couple of vehicles were damaged by driving over the uplifted section of pavement. In Fremont County, a section of 250th Street blew out near 290th Avenue west of Riverton, and there were reports of road buckling near Trainer. Transportation officials in Minnesota and Wisconsin, also Nebraska even, were warning motorists of similar dangerous road conditions this weekend. Pavement buckles are most common when the weather goes quickly from cool to very hot, causing the pavement to expand, and that can cause concrete slabs of pavement to push against each other, and if the pressure becomes great enough, the pavement can buckle or even explode. In our funeral announcements, Marie F. Gravy, age 95 of Erling, died Friday at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Marie Gravy will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gene Slyforth, age 87 of Earlham and formerly of Greenfield, died May 24th at his daughter's home in Earlham. Celebration of life services for Gene Slyforth will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Richard Reed, age 92, of Lake Havasu City, Arizona, and formerly of Wyota, died May 19th. A scripture service for Richard Reed will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Don Thompson, age 87, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Graveside services for Don Thompson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery with full military graveside rites. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Max Clint, age 89, of Avoca, died May 24th at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Max Clint will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Gene Weiss, age 78, of Exira, died May 23rd. A massive Christian burial for Gene Weiss will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has the arrangements. And Rodney Watkins, age 61, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Rodney Watkins are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.